Hello and welcome to episode 39 of Celiac.com Podcast Edition. In this episode, we talk about a celiac vaccine, irritable bowel syndrome, celiac disease and multiple sclerosis, female hormones and autoimmune disease, and a summer fun fruit smoothie. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is your regular update on news and important topics from our website. Please leave a comment on our blog or write to the Podcast Edition directly. Our email address is podcast@celiac.com. Celiac.com Podcast Edition is sponsored by the Gluten-Free Mall. Since 1998, the Gluten-Free Mall has provided safe and convenient online shopping for people on restricted diets due to celiac disease, autism, ADHD, or other health reasons. The Gluten-Free Mall has the best prices and selection of gluten-free, wheat-free, casein-free, and other allergy-related health foods and special dietary products that you can find on the internet. Here's a special offer for our podcast listeners. If you shop at the Gluten-Free Mall between now and December 31st, 2011, use the term PODCAST11, that's podcast in all small letters, followed by the number 11, and get a 10% discount. Here's how you do it. When you're ready to check out from the Gluten-Free Mall, you'll see a coupon code box next to your total. To get your 10% off, make sure you write the term PODCAST11 using all small letters and the numerals 1-1. This does not count for shipping or taxes, limit one per customer, and offer not valid with other specials or promotions. Now, the news. Celiac vaccine. For celiac patients diagnosed with the HLA-DQ2 haplotype, which is about 90% of celiac sufferers, there could be a remedy on the horizon. It was recently announced that a vaccine has just passed its phase 1 clinical trials and is slated to continue testing sometime next year. The point of a vaccine is to desensitize the patient to the irritating stimulus. This vaccine consists of a weekly or monthly injection of toxic peptides, thereby strengthening the patient's immune system and allowing them to resume eating a so-called normal level of gluten without suffering adverse effects. Irritable bowel syndrome. Based on new research findings, irritable bowel syndrome patients should be screened for anti-gliadin antibodies, even if they lack other celiac symptoms. These nonspecific antibodies can indicate an immunological response to gluten. That means that IBS could be resolved by a gluten-free diet. IBS is characterized by gastrointestinal symptoms with no discernible cause. A diagnosis of IBS depends on recurrent abdominal pain or discomfort for at least 3 days per month in the last 3 months. Since gluten has been demonstrated to negatively affect people without celiac disease, and the underlying cause of IBS remains unclear, it might be that gluten either causes or contributes to IBS. Celiac disease and multiple sclerosis. People with multiple sclerosis and their first-generation relatives have higher rates of celiac disease than the general population, according to a recently published report. After examining patient records and immediate family history, scientists found that multiple sclerosis patients are 5 to 10 times more likely to have celiac disease than the general worldwide population, which averages between 1 and 2%. Results also showed that 26 out of 126 first-degree relatives also had celiac disease. And now for some popular topics from celiac.com. Female hormones and autoimmune disease. This article comes to us from the winter 2011 issue of Celiac.com's Journal of Gluten Sensitivity. Autoimmune disease comprises the third leading cause of death in our country. Research strongly suggests that this rapid increase is due to environmental factors, especially those that weaken the small intestine. But there may be another factor to consider. Nearly 75% of all the 24 million Americans suffering from autoimmune disease are women, according to the American Autoimmune-Related Diseases Association, or AARDA. Women appear to mount larger inflammatory responses than men when their immune system is compromised. thereby increasing risk of autoimmune disorder. The immune system can be compromised during hormonal changes such as pregnancy, the menstrual cycle, or when using oral contraception. Having been pregnant in the past also appears to increase the risk for autoimmune disease. Scientific findings now suggest that hormone deficiency is a contributing factor in autoimmune disease. The hormone in question is called dehydroepiandrosterone, or DHEA. This is a natural steroid produced by the adrenal glands, the reproductive organs, and the brain. DHEA is used by the body to make both testosterone and estrogen, and is known also to have anti-inflammatory effects. Another cause for DHEA deficiency results from adrenal stress, poor absorption of nutrients, unstable blood sugar, and other unrelated infections in the body. These are all problems we see with the gluten intolerant patient. Not every autoimmune patient has gluten intolerance, but it certainly warrants screening as many individuals as possible. Summer Fun Fruit Smoothie. Right now at your local market or farmer's market, all stone fruits are ripe and available for your fruit smoothie. It only gets better from here. Peaches and apricots give way to cherries, berries, then melons and grapes, then apples. Check your tropical fruit aisle also to add banana, mango, pineapple, papaya, or yes, even avocado. Avocados alone can be served as a sweet blender smoothie shake, just like this recipe. For each Summer Fun fruit smoothie, use one banana, half a cup of yogurt, a cup of milk or almond milk, dash of vanilla, honey, strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, half a peach, and a pinch of salt. Blend until smooth, sip, lie back, enjoy. And that's all for this episode of the podcast edition. From everyone here at celiac.com, thank you for listening.